I think that it's a combination of my legislative experience and also my private sector experience. And that's what we were just talking about a little bit here. Also, I think, again, our shared governance philosophy, which is putting the citizens first.
You know the registration numbers. How do you convince Democrats to come to this ticket?
I think that these issues that I'm hearing from voters about every day transcend party lines. It doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you work or you live in this state, then you have a concern about this state being a great place to live again.
But are those Democrats coming to you and saying, Jeannie, I want to hear what you have to say. I may consider voting for you.
I think everyone is collectively frustrated, and I have heard from independents, Democrats, and Republicans that they're frustrated, mainly by the fact that they feel that they don't have faith in state government anymore. They're taxed and taxed over and over again, and, you know, it's time for a change.
Forgive me. You're going to go by Jeannie Hatt. You're going to use your maiden name professionally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You mentioned taxes being an issue, obviously. Where do you stand on the rain tax and Delegate McDonough's Stop the Rain Tax campaign?
The rain tax is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of. It is time to repeal that tax. I have signed a pledge along with many of the House Republican members to repeal that tax. It does absolutely nothing to protect the environment, and all it does is penalize businesses. Nonprofit organizations are being affected by this as well. We need to do something about it.
Since you're on the Eastern Shore and you have a lot of folks who commute to the Western Shore and back and forth, what's the impact of the toll increase been so far?
The toll increase has definitely had an impact, not only for our commuters, but remember that about 90% of our goods are trucked into the Eastern Shore. So the price of clothing is going up, the price of food is going up. It is definitely having an exponential effect on our residents. And it's not just the toll increase, it's the combination of all of the tax increases in addition to the gas tax and now the toll increases again. So it's really the combination of everything that is just too much for our citizens.